Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Ben Miller. I'm the Community Life Pastor for the new Marion LifePoint campus. This past weekend, we continued our series called Labels, which is focused on the Gospel of Luke. One thing we've said every week is that the Gospel calls us to live a life above labels. And we want to challenge the labels that sometimes we give ourselves and or the labels we might even give other people. And think about the label that God gives us. He calls us chosen. One of the other goals for the series is to encourage everyone to start a daily Bible reading. You can do that by picking up a journaling Bible at any one of the LifePoint campuses, or you can go digital by using the YouVersion Bible app. You can find our daily reading by searching on hashtag LPBible. This past weekend was Mother's Day weekend, so a big happy Mother's Day to all of you moms. I love Mother's Day. Not only is it a great day to celebrate moms everywhere, but it's also an exciting time of year. The weather's changing, we anticipate summer, it's kind of like our big payoff for Ohio's six-month-long winter. Strangely, by the time we get to Father's Day, we're all like, oh, it's so hot outside. So the passage we looked at this past weekend was Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 52. This passage contains a few brief but important stories that take place after Jesus is born. One thing we see here are two totally different stories about two people who have waited their entire lives to see the Messiah face to face. God promised each of them that they would see Jesus before they died. And the first story is about a man named Simeon, and we're going to mention some of the things that he said, which were really powerful, and I feel like I didn't notice them before. You know, Simeon, after waiting longingly for the day when he would meet the Messiah, as God had promised him, he finally meets Jesus and he responds with a spontaneous poem of praise to God. And after the poem, he looks at Mary and Joseph and he prophesies to them. I'd like to read that for you today. It's in Luke chapter 2, verses 33 to 35. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." So Simeon, filled with the Holy Spirit, looks at Mary and says some crazy things directly just to her. He says that Jesus was destined to cause the rise and fall of many in Israel, which is definitely true. And by extension, we already know that Jesus actually will divide the entire world with the truth. Simeon says that Jesus would be a sign that Israel would speak against or try to denounce that he was not really from God. The thoughts of many hearts would be revealed. And lastly, he says something really interesting. He says that the sword would pierce Mary's soul too. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Simeon was prophesying about Jesus' massive global popularity that would divide heart and soul and be a test for all the hearts of all the people throughout all of time. And then he says to Mary that her own soul would also be pierced. We're not exactly sure what this means. Maybe he's referring to the idea that everybody, including Mary, really had high hopes that Jesus was going to be the right then, right there, reigning Messiah over all the nations, and that they would be released from oppression. They didn't realize that Jesus had a higher calling. He was called to an eternal kingship, far greater than just that moment. You know, this prophecy may have also been given to Mary with the purpose of preparing her heart to watch her son die a cruel death on the cross. No matter what we can and can't decipher from this passage, one thing is for certain. God has a special place in his heart for broken-hearted moms. He really does. God has a special place in his heart for broken-hearted moms. Think about the emotional place that Mary was in. You know, her whole life and reputation was threatened from a very early age. You know, she was young. She was told by God that she would be pregnant with the Holy Spirit and about to be stoned for being pregnant outside of wedlock. You know, she was just trying to be obedient to God. She marries Joseph, and the two of them already have had so many highs and lows in their relationship before Jesus is even born. And then they go to Bethlehem, and she has the baby in a barn and wraps the King of Kings in some really ragged cloths. And he puts the God of all creation into a feeding trough. This is probably not what she expected at all. And then all these shepherds and angels show up. Some strangers from the east come and bring thousands of dollars of gifts and put them at Jesus' feet. And then soon after, they're told by an angel to escape and go to Egypt for a time. this whole situation wasn't perfect by any human standards. And Mary, as a mom, she raises Jesus, she changes his diapers, she potty trains him, she teaches him to read and write and learn the Word of God, and I'm sure so many other things. She was very vested, right? Sometimes I think, I wonder if Mary was one of those moms, you know, the kind of mom, like, you ever go to their house and they've got a shrine to their kids? You walk into their house and it's like, here's Johnny's second grade paper where he got a C. Here's his artwork and his participation trophies for soccer. And you walk away thinking how strange it is that we celebrate mediocrity. And then you've got another kind of mom where it's like even worse. And she's like, Johnny got all A's. He's an honor student. He got a full ride scholarship to an Ivy League college. And all the while, I'm looking at our kids going, and as they lick the dirt off the sidewalk and say to each other, oh, I thought it was chocolate. So Mary, even more than most moms, had massive dreams for her son. She has big dreams for her son and for God's people. She truly has faith that Jesus is the chosen Messiah sent to rescue her people. She's hoping that all the craziness and the uncertainty of all of that happened with her and Jesus and Joseph was all worth it to see her nation be rescued from oppression. So when she witnesses his death on the cross, it pierces her heart as well. So I'm guessing that some of you moms that might be listening might be going through some mom hurts. Maybe your kids have broken your heart. Maybe, as it turns out, our kids, our children, are as flawed people as their parents. And that's kind of, frankly, a little disappointing. We were always hoping that they wouldn't make lots of mistakes, and then they start making lots of mistakes. Maybe we had an expectation problem thinking that they would just do things better than we did. Maybe you have never really expected them to be perfect. Maybe you just hoped that they would be successful in the world's eyes, and they just aren't. Or maybe you've even lost a child. You know, though I may not be able to explain to you why, just know this. God has a special place in his heart for brokenhearted, overworked, underappreciated moms. He loves and appreciates you more than you could ever know. And we want you to know that you are loved, not only by our church family, but much more importantly by our Heavenly Father who sees you and knows your needs and loves you very much. I'm just going to spend a minute praying for all you moms out there that may be experiencing some mom hurts and could use a little encouragement today. Dear Jesus, we thank you for how you guide and direct not only our lives, but the lives of our children. God, I pray for moms out there who are just struggling. Maybe right now they're discouraged. Maybe they had some expectations that were lost. Maybe they had some broken relationships with their children. Or maybe they even lost a child. God, as our Heavenly Father, would you just comfort these women today? Would you just take these moms in your arm and give them a God-sized hug and walk beside them and hold their hand today and just give them some comfort? We thank you and we praise you for how you move and you grow and you live inside of us to comfort us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.